talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go, Scott Spears along with you on this getaway Friday, April the 16th, 2021, 15 minutes past the hour. And I guess today on the Exchange Club, we are going to do some more Family Feud. So this will be a lot of fun for the listening audience. Here is our next category. Let's see here. Okay, give me a name you would call your grandmother. We have four answers here. Now, isn't this interesting? Give me a name you would call your grandmother. Four answers. You know, this is an interesting subject because I think it's very fascinating that people now don't say the name grandma and grandpa. Everybody's got something else that they call their grandma or grandpa. And there are four on this list. So the category is, what is a name you would call your grandmother other than grandmother? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any smart people out there today? A name you would call your grandmother other than grandma or grandmother. Go ahead, caller.
Granny.
Granny. Let's see here. You know, granny not on the list today.
Wow.
I know. Wow. That was a good one.
Thanks.
No granny on the list. A name you would call your grandmother other than grandmother. Four answers on the list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name you would call your grandmother. Go ahead, caller.
Nana.
Nana. You know, Nana is very popular, but not on this list. No Nana on this list. But I know somebody who might be called Nana in the future. All right. A name you would call your grandmother other than grandmother. What? There are four answers here. What would you call your grandmother other than grandmother? All righty. Go ahead, caller.
How about Meemaw?
Meemaw. Now, let's see here. You know what? I think this is Meemaw. Four. M-I-M-A. Meemaw.
Yeah, Meemaw.
You got it.
All right.
Meemaw is on the list at number four. All right. Another name that you would call your grandmother. Meemaw was number four. M-I-M-A. What are the other three? Another name you would call your grandmother other than grandmother. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A name you would call your grandmother other than grandmother. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Well, this is kind of a difficult category. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try Granny.
Granny. No Granny on the list.
Alrighty. Thank you.
Granny does not make the list. Another name for grandmother other than grandmother. We've only got one of the four here. We got Meemaw. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about G-Maw?
G-Maw. Let's see here. No G-Maw on the list. G-Maw does not make the list. Another name for grandmother other than grandmother. Are all the grandmothers out there getting this? Go ahead, caller.
I will say Nana, N-A-N-A. That's a common one. Nana.
No Nana on the list.
Okay, thank you.
Nana was not on the list, but Nana, I hear, is very, very popular amongst people nowadays. Nana for grandmother. This I have heard. Go ahead, caller.
How about Grams?
Grams. No Grams on the list. Grams does not make the list. A name for grandmother other than grandmother. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you got Meemaw. How about Mama?
Mama, M-A-M-A. You got it. That's number two on the list.
Okay.
Thank you. Mama is on the list. See, I don't know if that's Mama, Mama. I guess it all pronounced differently, but it's number two on the list. M-A-M-A. So we've got Mama and Meemaw. But there are two other answers. Something you would call your grandmother other than the name grandmother. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Two answers left. What is a name you would call your grandmother other than grandmother? All right. Go ahead, caller.
Has anybody said Mimi?
Not Mimi. Not on the list, but a popular one. No Mimi on the list. We've got Mama, and we've got Meemaw, but, no Mimi. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Well, as you know, I recently became a grandmother, but I don't want any of those corny little nicknames, so how about just their first name? I'm good with Sarah.
I can't remember. Is it a grandson or granddaughter?
Boy,
grandson. You want him to just call, do your kids call you by your name?
Yes, and my mother hates it. And that's part of the reason why I love it, is just to watch her become so aggravated. I think it's fine. I mean, at first I kind of thought it was weird, but it infuriates my mother. She cannot stand to hear my children call me Sarah. It's my name, and it's a lot better than some things I could be called.
But now here's an interesting thing. Now your mother, who is great-grandma, what do they call her?
I think she had dibs on Granny. We were all trying to figure out what we wanted to be called. Called Granny.
Granny. Great grandmothers, I hear very popular with great grandmothers now is Nana.
Uh-huh. Well, her mom, my mom's mom, that was who I was closest to as far as grandparents growing up. And usually you get your name not by what you necessarily want to be called, but it's like the grandkids, they usually because they can't say something right, but a Graham. I just always called my grandma Graham. G-R-A-M, Graham.
Well, the real name is not on the list, but it's very unique.
Well, one more. If you're Spanish, you say, or if you speak Spanish, rather, you would say abuelita.
What is it? Aguilita?
Abuelita.
Abuelita. No abuelita on the list, but that's interesting.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Thank you. Names you would call your grandmother other than grandmother. 740-383-9944. A few shot out there, 23 and a half minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. A name you would call your grandmother other than grandmother. Go ahead, caller.
Great grandma are usually Gigi's.
Gigi. Now, see, all the ones in my family who've made it that far, they've been Nana.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
And the one that the lady just called in, that's Abuela.
Abuela?
That's a Latin American grandma.
Now, what did she say?
Abuela. She said abuelita.
Abuelita. So it's not abuelita, yeah. It's abuela.
Abuela, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. So that's Latin for grandmother.
Right.
So for great-grandmother, is it muy abuelita?
You got me.
well,
grandma, huh?
More grandmother. Holy Abuelita. Yeah, we'll go. Thanks for calling. All right, another name for grandmother other than grandmother. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Did somebody say grandma? That seems so obvious, but I haven't heard it yet.
No, nobody said grandma. It's number one on the list.
Okay, I just thought it was so obvious, but okay, that's what I call my grandmother.
Yep, grandma, me too. Both of them were grandma.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Yep, grandma shows up at number one on the list. All right, so we got grandma, mama, and mima. What's the final answer? We have one left. A name you would call your grandmother other than grandmother. A name you would call your grandmother other than grandmother. 740-383-9944. Who calls their grandma grandmother anyway? Grandmother, could you get me this? Nobody does that. All right. What is another name for grandmother other than grandmother? One left on the list here. We've got grandma, mama, and mimi, or mima. Mima, mama, and grandma. Those are the ones we have. But there is one left. Let's see if this person's got it. Go ahead, caller.
Grammy or Grams?
No Grammy or Grams.
Okay.
No Grammy or Grams on the list. Grandma, Mama, and Mima is what we have. We're looking for a name other than grandmother that you would call your grandmother. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A name for your grandmother other than grandmother. One answer left here. Is anybody going to swoop in with it? Grandma, Mama, and Mima are the answers we have. 27 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Another name for your grandmother other than grandmother. Don't we have any grandmothers out there who can pick this last one off? What would it be? What are grandmothers called? Grandma, 31 people said grandma, 23 people said mama, 16 people said mima. What is the final answer? Another name for grandmother other than grandmother. 740-383-9944. We're looking for the final answer here so we can move on to the next category. Do we have any answers? Maybe this person's got it. Go ahead, caller.
Granny.
No granny on the list, but a good guess. Thank you. No granny on the list today. Granny does not show up on the list. 28 and a half on the list, on the clock here. A name for grandmother other than grandmother. What do people call their grandmothers? Grandma, Mama, and Mima we have. What is the other answer that we are lacking at this particular point? All right. Go ahead, caller.
Ma.
Ma?
Mm-hmm.
No Ma on the list.
Okay.
Ma does not show up on the list today. 29 minutes past the hour here. Another name for grandmother other than grandmother. We've got grandma, mama, and mima. What's the fourth answer? And it'll polish off this category. Does anybody know the other answer? Another name for grandmother other than grandmother. 740-383-9944. Those thinking caps are out today, I'm sure. Grandma, Mama, Meemaw. Those are the ones we have. What's the final answer? Alrighty. Go ahead, caller.
Is it Grandmama?
Not Grandmama.
Okay.
Nope. Thank you. No Grandmama. Grandma, Mama, Meemaw. Those are the ones we have. Another name for grandmother other than grandmother. Go ahead, caller.
Has anyone said nanny?
No, good one. No nannies.
Huh, okay.
Nanny does not show up on the list today. Another name for grandmother other than grandmother. 31 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller.
Would it be granny?
Not granny. No granny on the list.
Alrighty, thanks.
Granny does not show up on the list today. Alright, it's another name you would call your grandmother other than grandmother. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Has anyone said Big Mama?
Big Mama. No Big Mama on the list.
Okay.
Big Mama does not make the list. Another name you would call your grandmother other than grandmother. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try Grandmom.
Not Grandmom.
Okay.
No Grandmom on the list today. Another name you would call your grandmother other than grandmother. 32 minutes past the hour here. WWGH time. Go ahead, caller.
How about Grandma?
Not Grandma. No Grandma. Another name you would call your grandmother other than grandmother. Category here. Go ahead, caller.
Be ma'am or ma'ams?
Not ma'ams. No ma'am or ma'ams. Another name you would call your grandmother other than grandmother. 740-383-9944. A real perplexing category here today. Four answers. Grandma was number one. Mama was number two. Meemaw was number four. One answer left. Another name for grandmother other than grandmother. Go ahead, caller.
How about just by her name?
Nope, not by her name. Good guess, though.
Thanks, Scott.
Not by her given name. How are we referring to our grandmothers is the question. What do we call our grandmother other than grandmother? And then we'll move on to another category here. 740-383-9944. We've got Grandma, Mama, and Meemaw. What is the answer that is eluding us up to this point? 740-383-9944. Another name for grandmother other than grandmother. Do we know? A lot of names out there, I guess, is what this is telling us. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, how about Nana for grandmother?
Not Nana. Good guess, though. No Nana on the list today. A name other than grandmother that you would call your grandmother. We've got Grandma, Mama, Grandma, Mama, and Meemaw. One left here. What is it? 740-383-9944. 34 and a half minutes past the hour today. 740-383-9944. Another name for grandmother other than grandmother. Go ahead, caller.
I've heard Italians call their grandmas nonas.
Nonos.
Nona.
Nona. No, Nona.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. No Nona on the list today. Category remains another name you would call your grandmother other than grandmother. Not that anybody has ever called their grandmother grandmother. Grandma falls in at number one. Mama, number two. Mima, number four. We're waiting for the number three answer. Another name for grandmother. What is another name for grandmother? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here. Maybe you'll pick off this final name for grandmother. Remember what you called your grandmother. Maybe you are a grandmother. What do the kids call you? What did you call your great-grandmother? It's another name for grandmother other than grandmother. 740-383-9944. Time just ticking away here. 36 minutes past the hour. We did get grandma. We did get mama. We did get Mima, but we don't know the fourth answer. 740-383-9944. You know, this one would even be a tough one to give a hint for. Because I don't, you know, these names are all different to begin with. See, I must have been normal. I just called my grandmother's grandma, both of them. All right. Does anybody have the answer? 37 minutes past the hour. Another name for grandmother other than grandmother. That's what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
I think it's time that we throw in the towel on this one.
You've really run this one out, huh?
Yeah, you're getting some repeats, and I think it's time to surrender on this one.
Now, what did you call your grandmas?
Grandma.
Just grandma?
Yeah.
Have you noticed that's gone by the wayside?
Never really paid any attention.
Yeah, nobody says grandma anymore. It's grams.
I mean, both my grandparents have been gone for years and years. But yeah, we always just called them. It was either Grandma Ruth or Grandma Cox.
Yeah, that's what people used to do. But now it's just like this category shows. It's Meemaw and Mama and Grams and Granny. It's all different. All right, I'm going to give you a hint, since we've wore people out. I'm going to give you a hint. Here we go. Okay. It's the same word twice. Go ahead, caller.
Mumsy.
Not mumsy, but that's good. I think that's what they call the queen over in England. Mumsy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Not mumsy. It's the same word twice. Okay, that's your clue. Another name for grandmother other than grandmother. The same name twice. Does anybody know what that would be? Two words, same name twice. Same word twice. Go ahead, caller.
Gigi.
Not Gigi. It's not Gigi. But it is the same exact word twice. A word for grandmother other than grandmother. The same word twice. The exact same word. Does anybody know what it would be? All right. Go ahead, caller.
Anybody say Mimi yet?
I don't think we got got Mimi. It's not Mimi, though.
Okay.
Not Mimi. We got Mama, and we got Mima, and we got Grandma. But it's the same word twice. The exact same word twice. Go ahead, caller.
How about Grandmama?
Not Grandmama. Grandmama does not make the list here. The same word twice, and it's a word. The same word twice. Another name for grandmother. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what this is? Interesting. Go ahead, caller.
What about just Mama? Mama, M-A-M.
Not Mama. Not Mama. Another word from grandmother. Another word for grandmother. It is the same word twice. It's a full word. The same word two times. Apparently, this was not a popular one. 740-383-9944. Gosh, what's another clue I could give you on this one? Same word twice. Same spelled backwards or forwards. Go ahead, caller.
How about Baba?
Not Baba. Not Baba. It's the same word twice, and it's the same spelled backwards or forwards. All right, those are two big clues here. Another word for grandmother other than grandmother. The same word twice, and it's the same spelled backwards or forwards. 740-383-9944. We've got Grandma, Mima, and Mama. All right. Go ahead, caller.
This one's crazy enough to be on there, Scott. Mama, Mom.
Mama, Mom. That is it. Now, did you ever call anybody Mom, Mom?
That's actually right. You're telling me that people don't get money lent from a neighbor and they don't get books about their car, but Mom, Mom is actually on there for grandmother. I don't know anybody who calls his or her grandmother Mom, Mom. It's also kind of hard to say. That was just a crazy guess, guy. I did not think that would be there. I mean, I love language, so the palindrome was it is a palindrome, but it's the same word twice. Really, really strange.
Mom, Mom. So,
I call my grandmother Grandma, like you called yours.
Well, if you ever have a grandmother figure in your life again, call her Mom, Mom.
Yeah, unfortunately, my grandparents have all been deceased for 30 years. A generation gap. A lot of my younger friends who are grandmothers, they go by Nana, and that wasn't there, so I don't understand, but I'm glad I got it, but it was a dumb answer, if you want my opinion.
Well, I'm just saying, if you have a grandmother figure in your life, you call her Mom, Mom from now on.
If I did, she would be like 100 years old, but yeah, it'd be nice if I had one.
That's
okay. Yes, I do. I'd probably just use her first name, like other caller said. It was like, remember on Mary Tyler Moore, that Bess would call Phyllis, and that was kind of a running joke also, so some people do that. I would think it's disrespectful. I think if you're a grandparent, you should be grandma, grandpa, or some kind of a pet name.
Or mama.
I don't get that one at all, but whatever floats your boat, I guess.
Yeah, that's the popular thing.
I'll call you Scott then.
Well, why not? We do what you can do. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, so the answers were another word for grandmother other than grandmother, grandma, mom, mom, mama, mom, mom, and mima. This is our country. This is our language. Okay, we've got about 16 minutes here, but we've got an easy category. It's got 8 answers. Here we go. Name an occupation a bad driver should avoid. Name an occupation a bad driver should avoid. 16 minutes, 740-383-9944. 8 answers. 8 answers. Does anybody know? Name an occupation a bad driver should avoid. 8 answers here. 740-383-9944. 16 minutes left to go. 740-383-9944. An occupation, a bad driver. I knew you'd be the first call. Go ahead.
Bus driver.
Let's see here. It's number two on the list. You got it. Bus driver, number two on our list today. Name an occupation a bad driver should avoid. 740-383-9944. Seven answers left and 15 minutes left to go. Are we going to get them today? Name an occupation a bad driver should avoid. 740-383-9944. The thinking caps are on. Go ahead, caller.
How about a limousine driver?
Limousine driver. Let's see here. You know what? Chauffeur? Yeah, number seven on the list. You got it.
Thank you.
Chauffeur shows up at number seven on the list today. Name an occupation a bad driver should avoid. Six answers left. Go ahead, caller. Nope, we lost our caller there. 740-383-9944. Name an occupation a bad driver should avoid. We've got bus driver and chauffeur. Six answers left to go in about 14 minutes. We're really going to have to cram it here. 740-383-9944. Name an occupation a bad driver should avoid. An occupation a bad driver should avoid. 740-383-9944. Do we have any answers? As we're in the home stretch here with 14 minutes left to go. Go ahead, caller.
I may be on a delay, Scott, but taxi driver, Lyft driver, Uber driver, pizza delivery boy or pizza delivery girl, those should all be on there.
Well, let's see here. Taxi driver is number three, and delivery...
Uber and Lyft, the same thing as a taxi?
I would say.
How about like a pizza delivery person?
Well, delivery is number four.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, there's a couple gone. So name an occupation a bad driver should avoid. We've got bus driver, taxi driver, delivery driver, and chauffeur. So we've got four of the eight, but we've still got four left to go here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 13 minutes left to go. And four answers left to go here. Name an occupation a bad driver should avoid. An occupation a bad driver should avoid. Go ahead, caller.
Here's a funny one for you, Scott. You ready?
I know where this is going to go. Go ahead.
Oh no, this is very G-rated, but it's funny, but it's also very true. If you're not a good car driver, you shouldn't be piloting a plane. So I would say airline pilot.
Airline pilot. No.
You would think first you start with a car, then if you can't really handle a car, going up in the air probably is not a smart idea.
That does not make the list, unfortunately.
Well, that's a good answer, though. Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Okay. No airline pilot on the list today. Name an occupation a bad driver should avoid. An occupation a bad driver should avoid. 12 minutes left to go here. Four answers still need to be found. We've got bus driver, taxi driver, delivery driver, and chauffeur. Those are all gone at this point. Go ahead, caller.
How about a driving instructor?
Driving instructor. Let's see here. No driving instructor on the list.
That's one that should be avoided.
You would think. No driving instructor on the list. Name an occupation a bad driver should avoid. An occupation a bad driver should avoid. Go ahead, caller.
How about a race car driver?
Race car driver. Auto racing is number five on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Thank you. Auto racing clocks in at number five on the list today. So we've got three answers left to go in about 11 minutes. Go ahead, caller.
Another funny answer, Scott. I'm not sure if somebody said this. How about a driving instructor? You shouldn't be teaching something you're not very good at.
no driving instructors on the list.
Like a driving tester when you go to the DMV to first get your license. They go in the car, verify that you take put your seatbelt on, and you stop at the stop sign. So like a drive, you know, a driving test person that does a driving test,
right,
has a similar answer.
No tester.
Okay.
Okay. No tester on the list today. All right, three answers left to go here in just about 10 minutes. Name an occupation a bad driver should avoid. An occupation a bad driver should avoid. Go ahead, caller.
Golf pro.
Golf pro? You know, I have an earbud in, and I can only hear about 50% of the time.
Okay.
How, did you say golf pro?
Yes, I did.
Oh, I did hear it right. I'm glad. Okay, golf pro, I don't think
I'm
is...
I'm being funny.
Well, it's good. We need laughter in life at this point.
Okay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
No golf pro on the list. All right, three answers left to go here. Name an occupation a bad driver should avoid. 9 minutes left in the program today. Are we going to get the final three? Let's see here. Three answers left to go. 9 minutes here on the Big Rock Clock Talk. Go ahead, caller.
What about, I got two, cops and ambulance drivers.
Let's see here. I do not see cop, but ambulance driver, EMT, is number six on the list.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, we knocked another. We're down to two answers and 9 minutes left to go. An occupation a bad driver should avoid. An occupation a bad driver should avoid. 740-383-9944. Two answers left to go today on the Big Clock. Go ahead, caller.
How about a semi driver?
Semi driver, truck driver, long haul driver, number one answer. You got it.
Hey, okay, go.
Truck driver shows up at number one. So now we're down to one answer on the list. Name an occupation a bad driver should avoid. Go ahead, caller.
That was what I was going to say, an over-the-road truck driver.
Number one answer. Yep, the truck drivers have it at number one. All right, we've got seven... of the eight answers, one answer left to go. Name an occupation a bad driver should avoid. We've got truck driver, bus driver, taxi driver, delivery driver, auto racing, ambulance, and chauffeur. One answer left to go. 740-383-9944. 8 minutes left to go. I'll be back on tonight with Angie Evers. We'll have a lot of fun tonight here on this station. Go ahead, caller.
A hearse.
You would not want a bad hearse driver, though. That would be terrible. Thank you. No, that's a good guess, though. Can you imagine having a hearse driver who didn't know what they were doing? Take you to your final resting place after your reward, and you end up at the wrong shade. 740-383-9944. Angie Evers and I tonight from 8 to 10 on this station. 8:10 to 10 p.m. Boy, I wonder what we'll have for dinner tonight. Hopefully it's delicious. Had a good salad last week. All right, are we going to get the final answer? 7 minutes left to go and one answer left on the Big Rock Clock Talk something here. What do we got? Name an occupation a bad driver should avoid. Truck driver, bus driver, taxi driver, delivery driver, auto racing, ambulance, chauffeur. What's the final answer that we are missing today? Go ahead, caller.
It's probably another, but how about a road striper?
A road striper. Well, you know, not exactly a road striper, but you're close.
Hmm.
That's close. I don't think that's exactly...
besides that.
Yeah. That's close.
Puts the lines down the road.
Right. I don't think this would probably fall into this category, but that's close. It's in the right neighborhood.
Okay.
All right. Name an occupation a bad driver should avoid. An occupation a bad driver should avoid. 740-383-9944. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
All right, how about a road paver?
Well, Now that's in the case. It's a broaden it out. I think these
asphalt,
all
an asphalt layer.
A what?
An asphalt layer.
No, still a little too narrow in our categories here. Keep trying. Broaden this out a little bit. Okay. Name an occupation a bad driver should avoid. 5 minutes left to go here. 740-383-9944. Truck driver, bus driver, taxi driver, delivery driver, auto racing, ambulance, chauffeur, one answer left. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, how about a road roller? Road roller.
Well, I think that's in the category, too. We just got to broaden it out. A little broader. A little broader than a road roller. 740-383-9944. Name an occupation a bad driver should avoid. 740-383-9944. 4 minutes left to go in our broadcast today. What is it? Truck driver, bus driver, taxi driver, delivery driver, auto racing, ambulance, chauffeur. Those are the answers we have. What is the answer we do not have? 740-383-9944. An occupation a bad driver should avoid. Go ahead, caller.
What about a highway or a road crew?
You know what? I'll go with heavy equipment operator. Yeah, I'll go with that.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Do you recognize
good.
This voice?
What? Who's that?
Do you recognize this voice?
I do recognize. Your big final show coming up on Monday.
Yes, it is.
Now, who's the guest on Monday?
We're going to hear from the Eco Center and their upcoming Earth Day activities.
Now, this will be Mike Wilson's show Monday, 5:10 to 6 p.m., the final show here on the station. It's going to be about the... because we have Earth Day coming up on the 22nd, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Now, recycling is a big part of Earth Day, right?
Yes, it is.
Now, do you recycle?
Some.
don't let them find out. During my... Okay, in the... What is it? Two years and a couple months that you've been on the air here?
Yeah, since January of 2 years ago, yes.
Yeah. So what's been your favorite show as you look back?
I love the one I did with, Misty Rowe.
Oh, yeah, the hee-haw person.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was just last December, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. You know, I think my favorite one still remains early on, the one you did with the President Harding impersonator.
Oh, yes. That was fun, too.
What was it? His name's Scott, what is it?
I can't remember.
Gosh, he was very good. And then the one you did, the second time you did him, I just thought was better, but with the U.S. Grant, Dr. Jan Carr, isn't it?
U.S. Grant, that was Doug Ebert.
Oh, Doug Ebert.
Yes.
Well, wasn't it? Did you have Dr. Jan Carr on once?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe that was somebody else. But no, I like the U.S. Grant one. I thought it was so interesting how he described coming up with the name U.S. Grant.
Yes, it was. That's a good story.
I didn't know that.
Maybe you can rerun that show sometime.
We'll have to do that. You know, they're all taped. They're all in the archives. And we should let people know you're just leaving because you have a little busier schedule than you used to.
Yes, I do. I may be back in some form or another.
Well, that's right.
Reincarnated.
Well, we'll still call. And if you ever find another Misty Rowe you want to interview, I'm sure we will make time for that here on this station.
Right. And Election Day, I might be there helping with the election results as well.
Oh, yeah. Election Day and, of course, the Christmas party and the anniversary party and all those things we do every year. You know,
yeah.
Those will still go on. And maybe you can come in some morning or afternoon and co-host with me.
Well, when I can, I will. I'm still part of WWGH.
Absolutely. The final regularly scheduled Mike Wilson show will be this coming Monday, 5:10 to 6 p.m., all about the big Earth Day eco event, right?
That's right, sir.
Perfect. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. There you go. And we also polished off our category here. Name an occupation a bad driver should avoid. Truck driver, bus driver, taxi driver, delivery driver, auto racing, ambulance, chauffeur, and heavy equipment driver. Don't forget, I'll be back tonight with Angie Evers and who knows who else. 8:10 to 10 p.m. on this station. You won't want to miss that. Also streaming live on the net, WWGH1071.com, or download the free TuneIn app and listen anywhere in the world for free. All right, here comes the top of the hour. I'll be back tonight. Don't you dare move away from that microphone. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary comedian and the voice of Ursula in The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
And as I teased before we went to the break there, we have on today a lady who I've had on the program, I believe, two times before. But every time she comes on, I am excited. She's one of the most kind is the word I think of when I think of this woman.